Shalom. This is Billy Brim, and I just welcome all of you. You know, I have my little tally sheet here that someone made for me, and according to my, when I'm each state, I mark off with yellow. We're almost all here today. Almost all the states are here today. I want to welcome those who got up so early in Alaska and Hawaii, and just I thank God for every one of you, this United States of America. And, of course, we want to pray first of all. I was sent this by a pastor, and she took it off the Intercessors for America site, and it has, in all caps, urgent prayer for the president. And then here is their posting. And Esther in the White House, who has worked closely with President Trump and his family, has asked for a corporate Esther fast from November 2nd through 5th, 2019. The fast is a call for the safety and protection of the president and his family. There is great concern over increased threats against them. The timing of this fast is 365 days before the 2020 election. And this is from an Intercessors for America article by Karen Hardin. When I saw this email, Max, for I suppose it's been, I don't know, 2 weeks at least, that he has been, it's so on him, and he tells me, of course, and then we tell you, that we must emphasize and must pray for the president's safety. Now, Max saw that it was an attack. What he saw was an attack against him traveling in a car, that the attack was against that. He saw some details, which I'm not going to go into, but whether or not it's against the car or whatever it is, here we have this was given to me that an Esther in the White House, who has worked closely with President Trump and his family, has asked for corporate fast and prayer. So whether or not we fast or fast a Daniel fast or fasting never changes God. It only changes you. He's the same before you fast, while you fast, and after you fast. But fasting seems to deny our flesh a bit and help us go into the spiritual realm. Now, whether or not you fast, we're all going to pray. And we're going to start right now together because it is written, first of all, pray for those who are, pray for all men by praying for their leaders. And so here we go from a representative across the United States of America. We're going to pray a little bit in tongues here. Then we'll see how we are led to pray in English. O papalatasito. Evramakahalito lutundo do kohambachi. Franz tinamanga. En bofranito palitushka namvrete. More, Lord, more in the name above all names. Pastor no cumbre, Father, istain ambashi novra pakalabari tostoro papilitonja, in the name above all names, according to our Father's instruction through the Holy Spirit, as is written, Ikalamaranda, we come now before you for our president, and we're so representative today, Father. And we're lifting up him. We're lifting him up. It is written in Hebrews 4:13 that we, that the one with whom we have to do, nothing is hidden in your sight. Everything is open. And Father, we would ask you to reveal any plots. Reveal any plots to the Shimbarakambanda, the security teams, the security Ashtaramokombra. Reveal anything that is hidden. Unveil it. Unveil it to them. Sibrato Shanda. Unveil it so that they can know and see where to Shimbarakambanda go and stop it. Ishandalo Vrata Sumpamba. And from all of these places in the United States of America, we do center our habitational authority. We live in the United States of America. We are Lambaratoshanda. We are Ingalamastobre, Fritashondombre. We have authority in the United States of America, and we take authority of you evil spirits in the heavenlies, evil spirits Ingstanabakanga around Washington, D.C., around any place that our president would travel. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus over him, over his family, his children, his grandchildren, Istaramakaya, Bivrotoshondonda, the workers who are working around him. In Jesus' name, Sibra Colomala Bashito Todobrande, Fristoromocombre, Ishanamahala Babra Colokonda. We hold him up, we hold him up, we hold him up. Ifra nosheteli bahabra, stemora conde di bacio, stendele kahala bara makastiote di birabanja. Now, while we are on this, it came to me this morning that wherever you live, take your habitational authority over the capital. Of course, here I live in Missouri. And so now I'm going to take my authority over the heavenlies, over the capitals of Jeff City, Jefferson City. And so each of you, wherever you live, Oklahoma, going to be Oklahoma City. Wherever you live, it's going to be that capital city, Montana, Helena. Wherever you are, Shimbrako Pastoramokombre, in the name above all names, I stand, and I stand with my fellow citizens of Missouri, where we have been stationed. We are all on this call, the citizens of heaven, but we have been placed in different places for ambassadorship. Today, in the name above all names, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the name of Jesus, Istaramokombra, we come against you evil spirits in the heavenlies over Jeff City. You will not operate today. You will not operate. Istaramokombra kilivrahashjanta against our lawmakers. You will not operate against our governors. In the name above all names, you will not. Sibrokomashtarabakahabra. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over our capital cities today, over our governors, over our representatives. And in the name above all names, all of us together, come for the administration, Histeramakambra, the White House, Histeramakaya, Mike Pompeo, and the Libro Toshonda, and the Eastern, Masto, Papa, we lift up the Eastern, we lift up the Eastern, Father, we lift up the Eastern. We lift up the Eastern Seaboard today. The Eastern Seaboard, we cover it with our Vipakamanja Habitational Authority, Stimbarakosta Makarata. We come against the evil spirits in the heavenlies. Istoromokohoshete Pambalakaya Anamakara. And now we're going to come over to the west, and we're going to come against Istoromokahala Makobre Kilibando, the evil spirits in the heavenlies that would Imamakamba fan the fires, that would fan the fires. Istaramakombra kalakambashtaramakombra kalakadanye. Istaramakambra shtetaragobohosyata. Today, concerning the Getty fire in Los Angeles, which destroyed dozens of homes and forced people, including some celebrities, to escape the area. I'm reading now from the Fox News. They have reported that it was sparked by a tree branch that fell on top of power lines and ignited nearby brush. This is what they said officially. The fire was likely caused by a tree branch that broke off during the high wind conditions and subsequently landed on nearby power lines, which resulted in sparking and arcing that ignited nearby brush. Now listen to this. The mayor of Los Angeles said this was simply put, in plain parlance, an act of God. They don't know our God. He didn't burn down these homes. These fires are lit in hell. The embers of them come from hell and go into the sea. Now we're lifting up California. Turn toward California wherever you live. I'm going to have to turn west. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Put my hands toward the west. I put my right hand toward the west. And in the name, actually my prayer chair faces more east, and I'm sitting still, remaining in the chair, but I'm putting my hand toward the west, and I do say to you, calm down in the name above all names. You calm down in the name above all names. Winds, you calm. You calm, and you stay calm. Istidi Mahalabra, we lift up the firefighters. We lift up Shindala Mokombra. You who are in California, take your habitational authority. Istidi Mokombra, we take our authority in the name above all names. And from across the United States of America, we speak to the winds to die down. We speak to the winds to calm. Calm, calm, we say, calm. You winds, calm down right now. In the name above all names, we lift up those affected by the fire. Let's pray in the spirit for them. Restore, Lord. Oh, Lord, restore. Stibolo tonge di capra, i frutti sambra colo colo pretito, i calama cala cala digna no goho papi ne calabre, i shana macola parati i chato lo comprate, i stianto pre cala cala digna no no nombre. In the name, in the name, in the name, in the name, in the precious, precious name of Jesus. Precious, precious Jesus. I'm sure by now that you are aware of the assassination of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in a U.S. special ops raid Sunday morning. The president announced it. And said this, the United States has been searching for Baghdadi for many years. He died whimpering and screaming. The only ones remaining were Baghdadi in the tunnel, and he had dragged three of his young children with him that were led to certain death. He reached the end of the tunnel as our dogs chased him down. He ignited his vest, killing himself and three children. I read more about this and found out that through some of his wives that were being smuggled, they found out where he was, where his holdout was in Syria. And I looked at that camp, encampment. It was very meager. And this man who is responsible for so much horror, so much terrible beheadings, they named it after a little Christian girl who was in the area and was captured by ISIS and raped repeatedly and killed, Karen. They named it Operation Karen for her. Father, we thank you. And we know that everything is open to you, as is written in Hebrews 4:13. Holy Father, in the name above all names, we want to thank you that this one is gone from the earth. And we would lift up in the name above all names the removal of terrorists and terrorist leaders, Father. And we do thank you for Easter Mohulabashtar Bongambra. that none of our special ops team was killed. We do thank you, Father, in the name above all names. Father, we don't know things. There are things we don't know. We didn't know this was happening. And I understand that the Kurds had a lot to do with this. We are thankful. And, Lord, we want to do right by them. We want to do right by them. And even while we were so much criticism was going to the president over the Kurds, evidently he was working with the Kurds. We were working with the Kurds. So we don't know everything. But we just do pray for wisdom. We pray for wisdom for the president of the United States of America. We pray that the decisions made by our administration, by Anesi Protonombra, the laws enacted, Ishada Bakanda, the judges, sister, about our decisions made, we lift them up to be a blessing to Israel. We lift them up to remain in the Kambara Hosota de Bakambra, in the column of the sheep nations, Lord, who bless Israel. Ifrano misato de gobahapito. Prestiano no combra. Oh God, we lift up our leaders. And we pray to keep a leadership in the 2020 elections, Lord. We lift them up to keep a leadership who blesses Israel. As you know, Turkey made a military action, a military move, which it is believed we are in a ceasefire, but I saw reports on Pat Robertson yesterday that this ceasefire has not taken effect in every area. But this was on the Jerusalem Post News this morning. In his first public comments regarding the U.S. withdrawal from Syria, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a statement on Thursday strongly condemning the Turkish military action and offering humanitarian assistance to the Kurds. Turkey is responsible for a genocide of the Armenian people, which has long been sought after that the United States of America would call it that, and that has recently happened this week, probably precipitated by the Turkish military action. Of course, one of our Islamic members of the House cast her vote. She abstained, really. She just voted present. And she said some things that led to believe that she didn't think it ever happened. And that's the myths that they purport. I'm talking about radical Islam. That's the myths they purport, that even there was no Holocaust. And so, Father, in the name above all names, I'm daring to do it. I'm daring to ask that we have a reduction of this kind of representation in our House of Representatives. We're coming now, Father, upon the 365 days before our election. We don't count on men. But Holy Father, in the name above all names, we do ask you for leaders, Ishalamakahara Matanta, that will go your way and move the way you want them to move. Back to the article by Netanyahu, or what it says about him. Israel strongly condemns the Turkish invasion of the Kurdish areas in Syria and warns against the ethnic cleansing of the Kurds by Turkey.
and its proxies. Israel is prepared to extend humanitarian assistance to the gallant Kurdish people. Afro de Wojo Sambra Kalutosh Kadirandata Tandorgo Brata. Earlier in the day, at the 46th annual Yom Kippur War Memorial Service, Netanyahu did not mention U.S. President Trump's decision to withdraw troops from Syria, but seemed to have it in mind when he said that Israel can ultimately only rely on itself. Quote, "We do not aspire to be a nation that stands alone, but that is how we were forced to stand at the beginning of the Yom Kippur War," he said, noting that American assistance arrived only toward the end of the war. "As in 1973, he said, "also, we very much appreciate the United States' important support, which has greatly increased over the years, and also the United States' enormous economic pressure it is exerting on Iran." But, Netanyahu added, "we always remember and apply the basic principle that guides us. Israel will defend itself by itself against any threat. And we have the overwhelming power to do so." The Prime Minister said that the current focal point of aggression in the region is Iran, which is constantly arming itself and has recently downed an American drone and attacked Saudi oil facilities and threatens constantly to, quote, "wipe us off the map." And so, Father, in the name above all names, we lift up Israel and its safety. We lift up She Baratosa Namakahala Batoto, safety, Ashuna Makara, Isato Duguhubrati de Kafrata, and Father Ishene Makahalabra, that the war, Ishandala Makaya, really that Asambarotoshe de Babara, the prophet Ezekiel, Isturumuhushanta revealed would happen. We do stand today, Ishalamakanda, Libalotosh, Debalapampa, Fasut, the Gomba, together, Ikalamahashanda, Istidimakaharamatoshka, we lifting up the wholeness, the peace of Yerushalayim. We are giving you no silence until you make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Holy Father, in the name above all names, we do thank you for your plans for Jerusalem. I've been reading in the book of Hosea, and it's a book that says so much about God's love for Israel. And even in all the years, all through the times that she has, in ancient days before the Babylonian captivity, worshipped idols, whatever way she's gone against him, his undying and eternal love for her is proclaimed. And Ibro Toshanto Lobrata, we do pray. We do pray, Iliba Pastolo Combrata Lobratane, Frido Shandola Mahalabara Tishcombre, Isilibato Tedivrahavalatantia. We do pray for her, Holy Father, in the name above all names. Idibaparia, as she moves closer, closer, closer. And folks, really, when it comes down to the actual wars, when they do take place, that war, particularly Ezekiel 38, 39, it's God who protects them. It's God and not their own strength. And not the United States, but God who protects her. Let's lift up Israel now. Ishampa papakanta, concerning her recognition of the one who loves her so. Oh Israel, recognize your God. Ifroto samba halabito lovrato shome ke li bahalati isondolo mohramatati. We're going to be going to Israel in February with our 3BI Billy Brim Bible Institute. And I'm asking you to pray for me now as I am preparing the curriculum. We have another class that's meeting in January here in Branson, and I'm preparing the curriculum for that and also for our trip across Israel in February. And I will be planning another trip in the latter part of the year. It's too late to get in on the one in February, but we will be having another 3BI tour. This one we're going to film and make it a tour that people can take online and receive credit for with our 3BI. I'm asking you right now to particularly help me, Isha Halamatantia, by praying Iribatasha, this 3BI that's so in my heart. I was writing a letter yesterday about it, which you will be getting soon. But I just have it in my heart to share by going deeply into the Word of God, by looking at what it really says, what the original language says. If you want to know what it really, really says, you have to go there. And so we're looking at Israel's beginnings and how God separated Israel to reveal himself through. Father, in the name above all names, help us to do this on our part and help the body of Christ, the ears and the eyes of the body of Christ to open to her place of revelation of God. And Father, help her in that and help us. Ili mahalabrote fritasho dondombre kilikalabrat. We are not Israel in the flesh. We are the church of the living God. Paul never went around saying, I am a completed Jew. I am a messianic Jew. He said, I am a new creation. And so, in the name above all names, we lift this up for who we are. I lift up the body of Christ today, Father. I lift up its health. In the name above all names, folks, I have heard of some amazing testimonies of healing lately. And then I also have heard of some attacks. And so, Father, in the name above all names, I want to lift up the body of Christ right now. We have people here from across America. And I want to lift up the army that the church is, lift them up for health. Lift them up for repelling of the attacks, demonic attacks against them. Elebando, that they would fall, slide off of them like water off a duck's back. We claim the health of your soldiers, Lord. We claim your intervention in the health of your Ilamaranda prayer army. Shepherds, the shepherds. We lift up the shepherds, Lord. The shepherds of the flocks. Ilimahalobe baratosh and amanda. To health, to strength, to wisdom. Ilibando, shenemakaya, hisando, livrato, namore, mekaladonia, nivrato, shebanyo. I want to thank you for every one of those, and I've heard of them, Lord, and you know I have, of those miraculous healings. And we claim more, Lord. We claim them for the body of Christ to walk in health and strength, my Father. You are Jehovah Rapha, Rophe. It is written, I am the Lord. Your healer. I am Jehovah, your healer. You're our healer. Heal us now. Que brotanda. We know you did it 2,000 years ago. But help the body of Christ to receive it today, October 30th, 2019. Elibrato shimato. Praise God, praise God. Father, I lift up everyone on this call. I got a letter from Ron
He signs his name Ronald, but I think he goes by Ron by looking at his return stamp. And he said, I'm glad that I can partner with you, speaking of our prayer groups, having world impact. We do. Because you join us. We have a world impact. And I believe that our prayers today penetrated the Father, and that He, like Dean Braxton saw, has imparted to the Son to deliver through the Spirit and through angels and all heaven's economy answers. And so we thank you, Lord, for the answers. We praise you, Lord, for the answers. In the name above all names, we thank you that you answer prayer. If you're still on the line, and I know we're going a little over, but I want to read to you from Faith Food, and I hope you do have a Faith Food to start January 1st, Brother Hagin's Faith Food. Hold on just a minute while I get the page. This is from October 4th in his Faith Food. And, of course, for the scripture, he quotes 1 John 1:3. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. We know that that word fellowship is, in the Greek, partners and partakers. We're partners with God. Now here is Brother Hagin. Here are his comments. If you have fellowship with God and you're walking in the light as he is in the light, then prayer becomes one of the greatest assets you have inherited in Christ. Think of it. I can sit here and I have this marvelous great asset of being able to go to God. And I'm going to pray longer. After I hang this phone down, I do my prayer. Reading again from him, Brother Hagin. Prayer is joining forces with God the Father. It is fellowshipping with him. It is carrying out his will upon the earth. God and you are working together in carrying out his plan for the redemption of the world. God can't get along without you any more than you can get along without him. That's one reason why Jesus gave us the illustration of the vine and the branches. The vine can't bear fruit without the branches, and the branches can't live without the vine. Thank God for the privilege of prayer. And thank God for you who make it foremost in your life. And get up early and join us in this call. Oh, Father, may everyone within the sound of my voice know special blessings from you today. In the name above all names, Shalom, Shalom. Amen, Amen.